Good morning. I'm Kay Butler with Inclusive Communities Project. I'm here with Ms. Patricia McGee. Sorry. Ms. McGee, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. I understand you have a Dallas Housing voucher?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you had your voucher with Dallas Housing?
A year now.
Okay. And where do you currently live now?
In Rockwall.
And before you moved to Rockwall, where did you live?
Mandalay Apartments.
And where is that at?
It's in Oak Cliff, behind the Super Walmart on Wheatland.
In Dallas?
Yes, ma'am, in Dallas.
Okay. And how was that community over there?
To me, it is not safe for children or young mothers that's trying to better themselves. It's very drug infested, and there's so much crime over there. I don't know if it has to do with so many apartments being kind of together, but it's prostitution as well. Oh. At the bus stop in front of the apartment that I lived in. And I didn't know anything about it until my 10-year-old actually said, "Mama, look." And I looked out the window. You know how kids are. They going to be laughing and pointing and saying, "Ooh," and all of that. And right. It was a lady doing some things that she shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. But I got on that program. We came out the shelter to Under One Roof. Under One Roof provided us the shelter for a year, and then I got my voucher with DHA and I moved to Rockwall.
Okay. And how's the community in Rockwall?
Peaceful, quiet. I mean, you don't hear gunshots. You barely hear the ambulance out there. You don't really hear nothing. It's very quiet. The schools, I like that they are courteous. They help with learning, devices, yeah. Like a laptop. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. have gave two of my kids a laptop so that they can use at home to do their work. They done also gave me a voucher to go get glasses. They called me a couple of weeks ago and asked me, was it okay for my kids to be placed on the Angel Tree? They are very supportive. It's hard finding jobs out there, though, if you're not trying to do fast food.
What organization will help you with glasses and children? And what organization is that?
I think it's the Helping Hands. I got it from the school.
Okay.
But I think it's the Helping Hands. It's called Helping Hands.
So do you feel like you've received enough information before you moved into the house to prepare yourself for your search?
Yes. Like I said once before, Miss Shakita Lawrence, she helped me with the search, and I used a realtor as well. So the search was fine. It was just certain areas. It's just the payment standard. That was the only issue I was having.
Okay. So the transition from Dallas and Oak Cliff to a high opportunity area in Rockwall.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
That's good. How would you rate your community?
If I could go to 100, it would be 100. It's so peaceful.
That's good.
You don't hear matter of fact, you don't overhear, you don't even see people standing on side of the road begging for money. You don't smell the drugs in the air. Now, it's a lot of cigarette smoke, but not the drugs. You don't have people fighting and hanging all out in front of the homes and stuff like that. I haven't witnessed that, if it is, but I haven't witnessed it. My kids love it out there.
That's good. How's the school? How are they liking the schools?
They liked their schools at first. There was a little issue because they are not so used to being around so many people that's not their race. And, you know, there are people that's their race there, but it's so many of the other races. So that was a little issue at first because they thought that some of the people was acting snobby towards them. But once they actually got in there, and my daughter, she hangs around mostly of the other race than her own race, because she said the people that's her race out there are ghetto. It's how they carry themselves, basically, she was saying. And she wants to stay out of trouble. She, my oldest daughter, she's 15. Okay. Her name is Nakia.
Okay.
She's involved in a lot of things at the school, like dance, theater. It's just so much they offer the kids. The
how
middle
many
school.
How children you have?
I have four.
And what are their ages again?
It's 15, 12, 10, and 6.
Okay.
The 6 and the 10-year-old go to the same school.
Girl, boys?
They both boys.
Okay.
They are very helpful when it come down to education. If they don't understand something, they pull them out and they sit with them and actually explain it to them best to their knowledge. And then the 12-year-old, she go to Kane Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any issues, trust me, they going to call you. If your kid's acting up, they going to call you.
That's good.
They handle situations where they get you involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an A+, because you do want to know what your kids are doing at school.
Exactly, yes, ma'am. So if you had to choose one or two things about your community, you could say, I wish my community had, what would that be?
They have a lot of stuff already. I'm right there where everything is.
That's good.
They got Target's, they got Walmart, they got Shenanigans right up the street.
So you're saying that you have all the support and all the network and all the communities in your area. You're okay.
They should have a workforce place, a Social Security office. Where else I got to travel for?
How far is the nearest grocery in the schools?
The kids' school is right up the street. That's like 5 minutes. The other one's maybe like 9-10 minutes. Probably not even that. The two, you might as well say, preteens, they go to Heath High School and middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two that goes to the same school go to Rochelle Elementary. Rochelle, or is it Rochelle? Anyway, elementary.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything is like convenient.
That's
in that area that I'm in. It's very convenient.
And if you have one thing you would challenge in the area, what would that be?
Myself, I would try to open a beauty supply house.
Okay.
Because we don't have no, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, black beauty supply. It's only Sally's. So you have to go to Mesquite or either Garland. So that would be something I would challenge. Try to open a salon or a beauty supply house.
Okay. And what opportunities for you and your children in that area?
I mean, they have a lot of stuff.
That's good.
So I really can't even speak on that one because they already have a lot of stuff for like the kids. Even like the Shore, it's a church. They it's called Lake Point. The kids on Wednesday and I believe it's Sundays, they let them get involved. But it's only middle school and high school they can go.
Okay.
So if you're, I think it's sixth grade. It started at six. It's something like that. They go, they teach them about God, they get them involved in other activities. Then you can go to the Hubbard, and they do certain things there after a certain hour. And then, you know, you have the recreation center.
Mm-hmm.
They have different things for the kids.
That's good.
That's something that I do like.
That's good. Well, Ms. McGee, I do thank you for coming out. I do thank you for spending time with me, giving me more information about your area and your neighborhood. Sound like your children are doing very well.
I want to keep them in an area that's willing to help and not just go to work for a paycheck. yeah. or talk to my kids like they are their own kids on an adult level. Because you do have some kids that talk to kids like grown-ups that talk to kids like mm-hmm. they are grown-ups.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be able to move out that way.
Thank you so much for coming out talking with us today. You have Shamita and our phone numbers. If you need to contact us, feel free to give us a call, okay?
I surely will, because I'm going to be calling y'all soon anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I made it sound like we was on the phone.